long road.
Yeah,
we're traveling in well.
Yeah, I understand.
I want that.
Sorry.
I'm going to the gas station.
The gas station you guys are coming from.
What? We need a gas station at Boyd's Corner. There isn't anything.
Gas up some of that cabin over here. Probably.
Get some methane off of it, man.
Super Wawa, Royal Farms.
Royal Farms. I want Royal Farms. I like the chicken.
Call the order. Let the record reflect. We have Council President Bullock. Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Councilman Sheldon Powers, Smiley, my co-chair Retta, my aide Valerie, will be taking the notes. Can I have a motion on the minutes?
So moved. Second.
No additions, corrections. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the minutes have been adopted. The first item on the agenda is under my sponsorship, the plan of Whitewood Village. Mr. Boyle, do you have the slideshow ready? Okay, this GM of land use is, are you going to be?
Very brief, so no one will notice.
No one will notice, yes, we will.
Good afternoon, this is a resolution for Whitewood Village.
Just your name, please.
Eileen Fogarty, General Manager for Land Use Plan, Newcastle County. And as you can see from the map, this site is south of 95, north of 40, and it is east of 72. It's a site that has west grade. It's a site that's got a very interesting rezoning history. It has been rezoned from industrial and suburban to suburban transition. Initially, it was not supported. It was, however, in 2008, adopted by County Council. And there have been 8 public hearings on this site through its process prior to today. When you look at this colorful slide, the entire site planning is based on the environmental constraints. You can see in dark blue floodplains, light blue wetlands, yellow riparian buffers, forests are in green, and then that red dot, red circle, is the Seth Forest beetle, which on my understanding is there was one beetle found where that red spot is. Through the process of the project, there were...
I mean, there wasn't a bog turtle there?
Right. Well, as a result, that area is not being developed.
Somebody
to the right of the project,
do you know what they're worth?
Something that says 84 acres of wetlands are filled. And then just below Rebold Road, not 0.99 acres of wetland are created. So that is the mitigation for the wetlands. This is a little bit different direction, but you can see that almost all the development, or all the development, is above Rebold Road. There are 209 townhouse lots, 134 acres of open space, of which 53 acres have been dedicated to Newcastle County, that area somewhat to the right of the screen for a greenway. And it's ultimately a very low density, 0.73 DUs per acre. Let's skip ahead to next one. They have resolved their traffic issues, including widening Rebold Road. They have resolved, they have wetlands mitigation. The beetle, the Seth Forest beetle, that area is not being built on. They've received variances and no impact on the archaeological study. And as a result, it's our recommendation to that we find that the record major subdivision is in full compliance, and we recommend approval.
It's probably the highest piece on the whole thing.
I have just one question first. Ms. Fogarty, on the quite an abundance of the private open space, which is over 61 acres across the street, potentially, and perhaps we can hear from the applicant also, but is the community going to be expected to maintain all that open space across the street from the community, or is there going to be looking for some kind of a venue to perhaps pass that off to, in a sense? I mean,
Good afternoon. My name is Samuel Fabrizio. I'm the attorney for the owner-developer. With respect to your questions, Councilman Tackett, all that open space is under the existing already recorded maintenance declaration. It's standard typical maintenance deck.
Mm-hmm. I know in the past there was some movement to try to see if perhaps a private entity might would want it, or just somebody to come in so it didn't create anything. But I guess in a sense, just because it's part of their community, even though it's across the street, they don't have to mow the grass or whatever. They obviously could let go get some natural habitat.
That's correct.
Yeah. Was there any venue pursued to try to look for?
No, we haven't done anything. Yeah, we just wanted to get the record plan and see where we go. If as we develop through the project there's some interest in that, we can surely explore that without a problem.
Right. Coach Yaretta?
Thank you. I was just curious. Sam, is this the Sidowski's old place?
Yeah, exactly. They're retaining the homestead, the 6 acres.
They still have their homes there? No.
The 6.49 acres you saw there, that carve out, that's the homestead parcel.
Word, sorry.
Yeah, that'll be lot number 210.
Yeah, this I believe this came up before the council, not before the council, but before the county about, let's see, probably about 5 years ago.
7654.
Right before Sidowski sold it.
Correct.
Yeah, we rezoned it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remember when I came to you about it?
Yeah. Councilman Powers.
I mean, on the south side there, there's not much being done with that property to maintain it anyway.
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah, very little.
I know that the subdivision to the east of it, my brother at one time lived in there, and they probably shouldn't have ever built any houses as wet as it is through that area. Because it just, knowing soils as I do, it's not some of the best soils, some real wet soils in that area.
I'm sure it's all already been approached and resolved through the process of subdivision.
I mean, some of it is what you're saying, the density is, yeah, it's because it's over a piece of property that you really couldn't do anything with anyway. The density becomes a little higher where you are able to build.
And the whole area being developed for houses only about 20 acres.
Yeah. And how many houses?
209. Towns.
Yeah, see, that's 10 DUs per acre.
Yeah, there's a breakdown of 86, 25, 86, 20 wide, 94, 24 wide, and 29 weak link. It's all noted on the plan.
Yeah. But it's, so they found a, and I get this goes off, they found a beetle in that one piece of property.
We didn't find it. Supposedly somebody found one, not two, but one. Years ago, it held up the project for about two and a half years.
They brought it with them.
So that beetle's going to...
Yeah, I didn't want to say that, but you're
right. I will.
It was dead. They actually took it down to, down to Washington, believe it or not.
Well, I know on State Road where the Appaquinimic just built their schools, there they had to do a bunch with the bog turtle. And the only thing they ever found was in 1960, they found a dead one on the road in front of that property. Now, the school district had to spend almost $100,000 to prove that there wasn't a bog turtle. One thing I did learn out of it is the bog turtles were, if you can find one and sell them to the Japanese, they're $25,000 a piece. So they're, I guess, a delicacy. And
well, you'll have to give us the info on that.
You go online, you might find
Councilwoman
it.
Councilwoman Diller has joined us. Please let the record reflect. And Councilman Hollins is also here. Just a quick question for Ms. Fogarty and perhaps the planner, Mr. Fox. Because we are on the record here, it is my understanding that there is nothing anywhere hidden in this plan and any notes anywhere that bounds that maintenance organization do anything with that land over there other than it can be natural and increase the wildlife in the area.
I'm Steve Fox, planner for the Land Use Department. There's a wetland mitigation area is the only thing that's being done to that land. That 0.99 acres is being created by the developer. So essentially it's some small amount of excavation of the land, planting of wetland species. The developer is responsible for doing that, monitoring it for I think 3 years. There's a separate deed restriction related to that. Other than that, it's all just natural land to be left in the
So the separate deed restriction, will that bound the community to take care of that 0.99 acres? some kind of a standard?
Not really a standard at that point. The developer's responsible for it. I believe the number's three years.
3 to 5.
3 to 5.
Until such time as whatever's the latter, we actually turn it over.
And it'll be turned over. And in reality, it's not really anything you need to do. You don't have to mow the grass.
The land is going to go out and a couple of these species die, get a thing back in the plant. It's natural, it's left to go natural. Councilman Powers?
No, just a question. Probably more than Steve. What?
You want bog turtles,
don't you? I don't want no bog turtles. I could get arrested on that thing. So how much of open space will they maintain? And how many, and I haven't seen how many stormwater ponds?
34 acres out of 154 that are open space. And 53 of them are being dedicated to Newcastle County. So the county's responsible for 53 out of 134. And 64 on the other side of the road. So do the math. There's private open space. Everything on the south side of the road is, except for the wetlands, it's generally left in its natural state. I don't have the math. I need a little calculator.
I guess what I'm saying is, what is it? You know, I have all these maintenance works that have a lot of area to take care of.
Let me try to retire your assistant chair. In this particular site, it is plentiful with natural resources. So it's not like it's a meadow, it's not like it's a field, it's not going to be need to be mowed or anything like that. There's the requisite number of acres and space for usable open space that they could put playground area up or something along those lines. All the rest of it for all intents and purposes. Forest, wetlands, floodplain, riparian buffers, none of which would be any excessive
so there is.
There's actually been an estimate done by the landscape architect to prepare the landscape management for what it's going to cost to maintain the open space. And they had a very detailed broken down to stormwater management facilities, what that's going to cost on an annual basis, etc. And it comes down to $880 per lot. Represents 2 years.
$200 some a year.
Establish an escrow account. So the day the open space is turned over to the maintenance corporation for their responsibility, they'll start off with $49,340, which is 2 years worth of maintenance.
It's no 36.
No, it'll be $400 some dollars. It'll be the $80 some thousand that's turned over to the association.
Funded with $49,340.
And how? I'm just.
Excuse me, we don't need to be correcting the developer.
Yeah, I like the $80,000.
I guess partly.
Please make a correction when you get back to the office, Mr. Fox.
Oh, I know.
Would you be able to quickly point to, we'll digress a little bit here, point up to the map where your project is on that state strategies map, and let's talk about what area it's in also.
And I'll let Keith Rudy do that from Landmark Engineering.
I'm okay. Keith Rudy. I'm the engineer of record from Landmark Engineering. So we'll be here for you today. As close as we can tell. The site is located in this vicinity here, just east of Route 72. It appears that the site straddles a level 1, level 2, but is predominantly in a level 1. It looks as if the level 2 areas reflect a lot of the natural resources, either the stream or the creek, and that's typical of what you would find in a state strategy spending map. They sort of take that into account when they do their overlay. But the actual development proper itself appears to be in a level 1.
Thank you. Okay. Councilman Smiley?
Yeah, my question, Mr. Fox, the property that is graciously being given to Newcastle County, what's the projected maintenance needs of that property? Is there any?
We're not prepared to do that. Special services
That was a John Husband problem.
Special Services made those arrangements in terms of what the agreements were. I did speak to Jonathan today for a minute. I don't know what, to answer your question.
Do we know what kind of property it is? It's not woods, it's not water.
It's the property adjacent to Christina Creek, I think it's called, and the intentions at some point in time are to try to create a walking trail for several different properties along that line. Rather than speak to Jonathan's, which is Special Services.
That's all I need to know. There is a maintenance cost going to be attached to it, a development and maintenance cost apparently, if approved.
That darker green area that wraps around the creek.
That would.
You'll be able to walk.
Is that the south side?
It's the north side.
Of the creek?
That's orientated to the east and west. East is up. North is to the right.
Well, you said dark green. There's a lot of dark green.
Yeah.
The dark green is intended to represent mature, young and mature forest. The light green are the areas that really are not covered by heavily wooded areas.
It's over this way, down through here, a little bit of this, into this area. It's kind of where
it's like a greenway corridor.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, but we should agree with
you. Oh, this is it right here, right?
That's the line? That graphic's, graphic's line, not actually showing the configuration of the parcel. But it's, for the most part, it's that dark green area. The only improvement, there's going to be several parking spaces constructed by the developer. They'll require maintenance, and there's some areas that would be sort of lawn areas. But for the most part, the vast majority of it is heavily covered by young and mature forest, riparian buffers, wetlands, and floodplain.
Additional questions? Councilman Powers?
I'd like to have that answered before we vote on it.
We'll get that for you.
I think this goes in for land use. Steve, did you do Miller's Post?
No.
I think it probably goes in conjunction with that community over there that was about 50-some acres, I think, wetlands that Jonathan also took later. Okay. Okay, you have heard a request from council, at least two council members, to look at the providing council back with a narrative on the cost projection for the property. Has the property already been taken, or will it be taken in the conveyance of?
No. The lot line that establishes that as a separate parcel will occur upon completion.
He's at 80.
And the conveyance will occur similar to how the private open space will be turned over to maintenance corporation. So it does not really require to be done. The parking space is constructed until the development is 75% to 90%.
That's the rest of that money. County's getting it in escrow. That's the rest of that money that they were for the maintenance that's going in escrow. We're county getting the rest of it.
I'm just wondering if 136.5 comes to us.
Okay, we have additional questions. Same time, Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Do you have questions?
No. Councilman
Sheldon. On note 39 on the plan, it says 136,500 shall be paid to Newcastle County. I didn't know if that was 2 years, 3 years of maintenance fees. From the taxpayers.
That's a stormwater management fee.
This is for
that gets paid at the time of the 75th percentile building permit.
And that gets paid to Newcastle County.
About 160 building permits, we got to pay 136.5 to Newcastle County.
I guess I was getting at was the cost of us, meaning everybody in Newcastle County, paying to keep the stormwater maintenance up. I just want to see where, I don't know, I'm hoping it's 86,000, not 49,000, but whatever that number is in 38 is for 2 years. I was wondering with the 136,500 was for Newcastle County for 2 years.
We can probably let General Manager Eileen answer that, but that is part of all new plans. You have to make a payment into the stormwater, right, Ms. Hyder?
George Hyder, Assistant GM. The stormwater maintenance fee is a perpetual maintenance fee established by special services, because at the end of these facilities being built, maintained, and turned over, when they're turned over, the county is obligated under MS4 permit to inspect them annually. And these are funds that go in, for all intents and purposes, to try to have enough money available for a 20-year period of time to be able to make sure that they take care of anything major that goes on. Would be something that the county would do. It's a, I don't have the section of the code, but there is a, there's actually a code section.
Yeah, you answered my question. 20 years, you said. That's what I was trying to get to.
20 years is great. We actually asked the applicant to go to special services and work out what that cost will be so we can put it on the record plan so we know to collect that money at the 75th percentile.
And that's indicative
of all the plans that you see.
Oh, yeah, no.
Councilwoman Kirkpatrick?
Just to clarify, this is the end of the line for this plan, and this is just a ministerial vote, correct?
Yeah, this is a resolution. It will be before us.
Thank you.
I got one point.
Yeah.
Steve?
Just state your name each time, please.
Note 38 on the plan.
Mr. Fabrizio.
The.
Got to state your name.
Per lot maintenance fee is $480. Then the math is wrong, because it's got to be $480 times 209 lots. Shouldn't be $49,000, should be about $100,320.
Thank you.
Correct.
If my math is correct, just doing it real quick.
Good tax problem.
I'm doing his evaluation tomorrow.
I'm passing the
send it to us.
we could just change it on a note before it gets.
That's just in time, because new classifieds come out Thursday.
It's not a part-time job.
Don't worry, I think he's ready to go anyhow.
Is that what it is?
Okay. Well, this is a very unique precedent-setting moment in this land use history, where we have had a very favorable outcome to this Note 39 on the plan.
We can't have filmed another memorable moment.
Yeah.
No, the photographer isn't here.
Okay, any other questions? Seeing none, let's turn to the public.
Maybe he's already done
that. Have any questions on this?
He might have already done that. Maybe that's how he keeps up with it.
Okay, then, for intents and purposes, we'll look forward to revisiting this issue probably very briefly on Tuesday night.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's nice to be optimistic.
Yeah. Okay, does anybody have anything under other?
I forgot to ask.
Okay, none. How about public comment? Is there anybody from the public would like to address the land use committee?
2 minutes.
Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
I have to ask.